pronouncement makes nonsense of the entire process of minimum wage negotiation. The government do not even have the competence to lord a figure through our throat, except if they are making an award. And if they are making an award, of course, the president has the authority to say, okay, I've given the workers X or Y amount. But to be under an illusion of the assumption that that is minimum wage negotiation is not correct. Minimum wage negotiation has to pass through a tripartite procedure, bringing employers, employee, and members of the private sector. It's not really possible for the government to just announce a figure and be under an illusion that it's minimum wage. The president can give an award, can grant an award to the Nigerian workers, but what was announced today is not a minimum wage. It's just maybe an award from Mr. President, because you will agree with me that the minimum wage negotiating committee has not consummated negotiations. And in negotiations, is give and take. You bring what you can pay to the table, the workers argue what they think the workers need to be paid, and at the end you have a unanimous consensus of what ideally should be paid to the Nigerian workers.
The question a lot of people are asking is, if the government has raised salaries for civil servants by between 25% and 35% to help them cope with the rising cost of living, that should, many say, should be a positive development rather than attract condemnation from the trade union groups like yours.
Well, I don't think your assertion is also correct, because if you pull men of integrity together in the name of a minimum wage negotiating committee and they are talking, negotiations are ongoing, and suddenly you make a pronouncement which jettisons all of the work that has been put in to check the Nigerian constitution and the way the minimum wage emerges. It's a product of negotiations. It's not something that you just pick on the table and announce at will. So the entire process negates the essence of minimum wage negotiations. That is what I'm saying.
So with this negation that you spoke about, will the negotiations still go on with labor unions such as the Trade Union Congress about another or possible increase in the minimum wage?
Well, as far as we are concerned, the minimum wage negotiation has not been consummated. We suggest that we are still going back to the negotiating table to push the position of the Trade Union Congress of Nigeria and the workers under TUC.
What are your expectations of these negotiations, especially with what you talked about consummation?
We don't have any fixation. We have made our demands. We've put our demands before the table. And in putting our demands before the table, we did our due diligence. We look at the high cost of living vis-a-vis the value of the minimum wage that is currently being paid, that is already eroded. And we arrive at the conclusion on what we think will be reasonable to put 3 square meals on the table of a worker, himself, his wife, and 4 children. We'll also be able to articulate what we think will be sufficient to take the worker to his workplace and back home. Don't forget, the government promised they were going to provide CNG buses to do that. Those buses are not available yet. We have also articulated what we think is reasonable to be able to take care of the medical expenses of the worker and his family. We have also looked at what we think should be sufficient to pay the school fees of the children of the worker. So all of these indicators put together was what we put as our demand. And again, the NLC also did put forth their demand. So at the end of the day, negotiations are ongoing. And like I said, negotiations are not cast in iron. It's give and take. It's a win-win situation. That point of win-win we have not gotten to. And until we get there, I mean, we are not going to be under an illusion that a bill or perhaps an act is set in place. So we are very hopeful. We'll see. Go back to negotiations. We'll ensure that we push further the position of the TUC and Nigerian workers and hope to get result at the end of the day, so that we can have a negotiated minimum wage for the hardworking and resilient Nigerian workers.